Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. I wanted to do this quick video just addressed to the theistic evolutionists that are out there and those who believe that somehow the Bible is compatible with theistic evolution. Well, a couple things. Number one, we have already verified and proven that evolution is nothing more than a fairy tale, and as Christians, we should believe in scientific, logical, and rational things, not primitive superstition and fairy tales. Now, the reason that I say it's a fairy tale, and I'll just give you one fact in this video, that why we know that evolution is a complete hoax and a fairy tale, and that it's just bizarre, is because in order for evolution to be true, monkeys would have had to surf from Africa to South America 34 million years ago on rafts. The only way that monkeys could have got there, since they found monkey fossils there that weren't supposed to be there according to evolution because monkeys were in Africa, the only way they could have got there, according to evolution theory, was surfing the ocean blue. And so, if you're an evolutionist, that's something that you have to believe as part of the theory. Otherwise, evolution doesn't work. Because it's fact that we found monkey fossils in South America. So, either one of two things happened. Either the monkeys surfed there, or they were placed there by a flood and through hydrologic sorting. Something that the scientific method would actually predict and that the Bible already told you would happen. The Bible says, "For this they willingly are ignorant of, that by the word of God the heavens were of old, and the earth standing out of the water and in the water." The Bible says, "Whereby the world that then was, being overflowed with water, perished." And so we know, beyond any shadow of doubt, that the Bible teaches a global flood. Now, evolutionists have to completely deny this, because if the flood is true, evolution is false. And if the flood didn't happen, then monkeys would have had to surf to South America in order for those fossils to even exist there. This is all recent teaching of evolution. As we make more discoveries, we see that creation comes back time and time again as true, and evolution comes back time and time again as a fairy tale. It's a fairy story for those who are afraid of the light, for those who are afraid of Jesus, the truth, the way, and the life. So, they also teach that duck-billed dinosaurs, because they found, as of November 7th, this was published, that they found a duck-billed dinosaur fossil in Africa. Now, duck-billed dinosaurs did not live in Africa according to evolution. So, how did they get there? According to evolution theory, they surfed there. The article literally says that the duck-billed dinosaurs must have crossed hundreds of miles of open water. So you can either believe in surfing dinosaurs, which is obviously a fairy tale, or you can believe that the world was flooded and that the reason that those duck-billed dinosaur fossils were there was because the flood placed them there through hydrologic sorting. Once again, something that the scientific method predicts, something that a creationist would predict, something that the Bible already told you about. So whose word are you going to go with, folks? Are you going to go with man's word that says that duck-billed dinosaurs and monkeys surfed the ocean blue to find a place anew? Or are you going to go with God's word and the scientific method that already predicted that a flood would have caused these fossils to be there? Who are you going to go with? Ask yourself these questions. Like I've always said, evolution is impossible to defend honestly. You have to put your faith somewhere. You have to trust someone. The definition of faith is a confidence or trust in someone or something. You could either trust man or you could trust God. As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord. I'm going to trust what God said. You could trust people like Aaron Ra, Richard Dawkins, Neil deGrasse Tyson, those who don't have your best interest in mind, the celebrities of the world. Or you could trust God. You could trust the facts. You could trust science. Yeah. Because Christians believe science, not the atheist. And any atheist that's listening to this video right now knows that they don't believe in science and knows that they are left with nothing but fairy tales. And, you know, saying that a frog became a prince, that's a fairy tale. And that does not belong in the realms of science. Fish to fisherman is a fairy tale. Bacteria to biologist, another fairy tale. With all that being said, folks, believe God. Believe His word. Don't believe me. I'm just simply speaking what science has said and what God has said. Those are the things that I base what I believe on. If you're still going to claim to believe in evolution, but say, no, the surfing monkeys and surfing dinosaurs is ridiculous, That's like being a Christian and claiming not to believe the resurrection. You know, the resurrection's a part of Christianity, just as surfing monkeys and surfing dinosaurs is a part of evolution theory. Without it, evolution doesn't work. Without the resurrection, Christianity doesn't work. And so, no matter what, if you're going to believe evolution theory, these are the weird things that you have to stoop to mentally and bow yourself down to mentally to believe. As Christians, we believe in scientific, logical, and biblical things that are based in the book of Genesis, not fairy tales, not things that have been disproven time and time again by creation and by science. So if you're a theistic evolutionist and you're listening to this and you want to continue to believe in theistic evolution and continue having an opinion outside of what the facts are and what the truth is, you're welcome to do that. You can go with your opinions, but at the end of the day, I have to go with what the facts are and what the truth is. And as a preacher and just as somebody that loves to study the word, I have to go with the facts. I have to tell you what the facts are. I'm accountable to God for that. These preachers that say, you know, we should at least consider the other side. Look, you shouldn't consider fairy tales. You can consider certain hypotheses out there and certain ideas, but when it comes to the realm of surfing monkeys and surfing dinosaurs and fairy tales, just blatant frog to prince fairy tales, those should be rejected immediately. Pastors and preachers should never consider them, because fairy story land is the place that they belong at. These stories, and not in the realms of a church or in the realms of scripture. So with all that being said, folks, I want to wish you all a great day, and God bless.